3D need you on round 2.
If I'm ready to start my briefing, just 2 or 3 fast problems. Dick Goodwin tells me he's being called by Roland Evans about what he's doing over here. And he has not answered the call. He was waiting an advice from me. I would think it might be well if he just said that he'd been detached temporarily from the State Department to make some service.
He had not detached. He's handling for the State Department.
Oh, handling for the State Department.
What I do is just say that he works for the State Department, that he's not over here, he's not in the White House, that he's working for our state just like he, and Peace Corps, that he was quite helpful to us on the Panama thing. Now, I think it, and he spent some time working on it, but that's got to be off the record.
Right.
We can't be discussing everything that's done.
Now, I would recommend, sir, that rather than Panama, we make it that he's made a couple of studies in the poverty program or something like that.
Oh, I'd just say on poverty.
Yeah, because of Latin America, he's pretty
I just say that he'd been with the Peace Corps, and connection, he had helped us some on poverty and developing the message and developing the organization and working with us along that line.
Yeah.
But I don't think he ought to talk to son of a bitch. That's what I'd tell him. I think he is a son of a bitch. He hits us every day with a mean column.
He sure does.
And I don't know what we gain from talking to him. All he does is take you and use it.
Yeah, the only problem here, of course, is they know he's over in the executive office building.
I don't know whether they know that or not. I don't know how they know it. I think if they've seen him, his name in the paper here, because some of our damn fools up here talk. And all of our people talk too much. I just sat there last night, listened to us in front of Bundy and others, and we just wah, 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 big hydrophobia of the mouth. We've just got to be, it's not open our mouth. We had 4 bad columns this morning. Here's a mean one in the Herald Tribune. If they say anything about it, you ought to just say that it's irresponsible, it's untrue, it's never been mentioned to the President, the Secretary of State, or near as we can tell, any person in the State Department. The resignation of transfer of Bruce, resignation and transfer of McGee and all those folks.
I'm all prepared for that, sir.
The Secretary's going to say it. On the other thing, I'd say that the President and Mrs. Johnson were hosts, had a press conference, and were hosts in their home to newspapers on their land. And so far as you know, neither a Time or a Newsweek person was in either car with either one of them. And that you have said that you have no knowledge of any such incident, and the President has told him that he had no knowledge of any such incident, and that that's it.
Right. Now, the got 1 or 2 other little problems. The first of all, on the MacArthur thing, as we have the schedule now, you go to Washington National Airport to pay your respects to Mrs. MacArthur and family upon their departure for Norfolk, Virginia. The question I'll get immediately, of course, is will you go to the funeral?
No, I wouldn't go that far to plan with them. I just tell them, now, goddamn you, you are covering the President. I'm going to tell you what I can tell you when I can, and I'm not going to do it ahead of time, and don't try to get rough with it.
Right,
and I'd say, now, all I can tell you is, here's what he's going to do Wednesday. He's going to give up 2 hours of his day meeting this casket and watching his horse and following it around town. Now, beyond that, I don't know what he's going to do. I wouldn't get in next Saturday.
I'm not going to, sir, but I want you to know what how it will probably run. I think they will ask me.
I think they will, and I just say that you can say that this is what he's going to spend 2 hours doing Wednesday. And you will have to let him know what his plans are the latter part of the week, the latter in the week.
I'm in good shape on that, sir, because I told him yesterday.
I saw what you told him yesterday, and I thought it's good. And I just think you just have to tell him in about one short sentence that I can give it to you for Wednesday. I do not have it for the rest of the week. I cannot give it to you for the rest of the week. And as far as I know, you don't need to make any plans to do a damn thing but keep your mouth shut.
But can I go to, can I tell them about you're going to Washington National Airport on Thursday to pick?
No, I'd say Wednesday. I wouldn't go Thursday.
Okay.
You're going to tie me down then and
that's
make me
I'm,
go Thursday. Once you say,
on, sir.
I'd say Wednesday he's going to do this. In 2 hours he's going to receive it. And whatever other participation he has, he will. I'll notify you just the minute he clears it.
Right, sir.
And
now, yes, that's no problem.
What?
Now, the only other things that I have that might be a little bit of a problem, I want to check out this resignation authority with you. I have the letter in which you accept his resignation. Now, the only thing on the record is he's leaving for personal reasons, which I think might lead to a lot of health stuff. Now, Ken O'Donnell suggests that if they ask me what are these personal reasons, that I go in deep background, not for attribution to anybody.
I would not at all.
Say he's a longtime friend of yours.
I would not do that at all, because he's not. I don't want to get into that, and I don't want him to do it for that reason. The first thing I'd do is, before I announced it ain't worth that much to you, I'd call him and ask him if he wants it announced. But you've got the resignation, we're accepting it, and he wanted it announced. Now, obviously, we don't want to say it. He's coming home for politics.
Right.
Because I don't want him
right.
to do that.
Oh, thank God.
And
yes,
that's number one. And number two, when he says, all right, it's okay to announce him, I'd announce it and just say that he's served his tour, and he's announcing for personal reasons. As they know, he retired from the service, and now he's retiring, resigning from this post. And that's the only reason that you have.
Right.
And that's the only reason you need. You don't have
right.
to say how long
right.
I've known him and what he's going to do and how he's going to vote and how many
that's
bastard children he's got.
Right.
This crowd here, is, you got to understand that they're not
things.
The masters of the White House. They're just the servants. And we give them what we want to give them and what we can give them, and then we can't do anything else.
That's why I check things out,
yeah,
you, sir.
That's
because I think you're the authority. I'm willing
all
to
right.
be the voice. But
all right.
Now, the only other things that I think, I don't think this is of any great importance. I understand it's okay to publicize the fact that you've asked Benjamin to stay on.
I don't know whether it is. I don't care.
It's been approved up and down the line.
All right.
Then I think it'd be well to announce this commission appointing Dr. Ransom to the Oliver Wendell Holmes device. I see nothing wrong with that.
It stresses Texas a little bit.
Yeah, but not too much. He's pretty well accepted. And
I'd point out that Vaughn is he's been confirmed in record time, and that we talked to the members this morning about acting on him promptly, and he's been acted on, and that he's having his final series of conferences, and we'll be going down there in the next few days. I'd say sometime within the next week.
And the other thing I have are these approved engagements for out of town.
Well, now, what are they? I don't know anything about them.
You're supposed to have approved them, sir. The AP dinner. These are AP dinner.
Yeah.
The opening of the New York World's Fair.
Yeah.
The fundraising dinner.
I don't like that way that was handled at all.
I don't either, sir. The fundraising dinner in Chicago. The Amalgamated Clothing Workers. The New Jersey Democratic State Dinner. A dedication to George C. Marshall Research.
Well, I sure wouldn't give them all those dinners at this time. I wouldn't give them to them at one time at all. I'd give them two or three and say he has these engagements, and as they come up, I'll give them.
These,
but I wouldn't list a bunch of Democratic dinners in one list on one day.
Except for the New York World's Fair, these have all been announced before. I don't know about
announce them then.
But they've asked me to give them a rundown.
Well, I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. I don't want to show what I'm going to four dinners now and put them together in one day in one paragraph.
Well, suppose that I say, in addition to whatever we went through yesterday, here's a fast rundown, the Associated Press dinner, the opening of the New York World's Fair, about which I'm going to get asked anyway, the dedication of George C. Marshall Research Library, and then they've got this University of Texas thing, which they discussed yesterday. And I don't think there's going to be any great problems here, sir. I imagine when Melendi comes in, they'll have get another story, but that doesn't bother me.
Well, I don't care what the stories are. Melendi is going to act as a helper to you on all these things, as he did to Pierre when Salinger, when Hatcher was away. And he's going to be there for every goddamn one and make a difference whether they like it or not. They're not here to tell me who I can have in my briefing. And I just say that you didn't know that they had the veto power on who came in your room. And that you believe that employees of the president are entitled to come wherever they want to without clearing it with Dixon. That's what I do. Just say now off the record, there's an arrogance growing up here. Because I'm new, that I'd like to point out that we have had in this office for a good many years Mr. Salinger and Mr. Hatcher and Mr. Kilduff and others. Now, I'm operating shorthanded, but Valenti is helping me on a good many things between me and the president, between me and other members of the staff, and between me and arrangements being made. For instance, Hatcher ought to have my cards here for me and this thing set up now in the fish room. But Hatcher's not here, so Valenti's doing it. You're not doing it. I don't doubt it.
Jerry.
Man. And I'd let them know that it's not up to them to say who can come in and keep up what's going on or not. If you choose to, by God, you have a stenographer come in. And you don't have to clear these things with Dixon. That son of a bitch ever come to a briefing?
No, never been to one.
That you don't think that you ought to have to clear it with a man who's never attended a briefing, whether or not you can have an associate in there to help you. Now, I honestly think Liz ought to be over there doing what Hatcher does, running around here and making these arrangements, trying to get ideas and so forth. I recommended to Salinger that he put Liz in there, and I'd like to have her in there for the purpose of helping us, and I think that she could do it well, and I think it'd be better than Hatcher ever was at it, and I think it'd be a great help to you. No bad spot. What you got to stay in with is the President of the United States, not to some little Jerry Van Easel.
Well, ain't no about her.
Well, you care about me.
I do.
You ain't in any bad spot with me. And I'm not going to let that woman determine whether I hire somebody or not. That's not. Or whether I use somebody or not. Not at all, just because she pulls a George Dixon. According to that, Jack Valenti wouldn't show up this morning. I'm not going to let them run me that way. Okay.
Okay, sir.